Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today FM.
Ireland, are you ready? Here it comes. The afternoon radio summer slam. Ready to slam it down radio-wise. That's right. Hopefully this is clean, actually. Hello there, Ray Foley's my name. Are you ready, JP?
I think so.
Orla Ormond, are you ready?
I am.
Born ready. Yeah. Oh, I don't know, I'm not entirely sure.
No, that sounds like it could be risky, right?
That's the John Cena music, apparently.
Oh, that's got to be clean.
You don't know that, though. Like, you just... Have you watched him in that thing with the helmet and the bird?
What? It's not ringing a bell.
The John Cena thing with the helmet and the bird. The bird and the helmet.
Oh, is that why he's a superhero?
Yeah. It's a TV show they made as a spin-off of The Suicide Squad. It's directed by and produced by James Gunn, who's now running DC over there. What's his name? Is it The Patriot? No.
It's not Captain America.
No, Jesus, no. He's like a daft superhero. Type in John Cena.
John Cena.
Superhero.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Patriot, isn't it? They're the Punisher. No, that's the other fella.
Oh, you know, you're in the right peak. Keep working on the
Jesus,
peak.
Would you just tell us what it is?
Peacemaker.
I asked you to look it up and then you don't tell us. You're turning into a guessing game.
I wanted you to get there.
We're
yourself.
5 minutes into the show. He's trying to do a guessing game over here. Cheekies. For 50 points, can you guess the superhero as played by John Cena? The TV show produced by James Gunn of the same name. JP.
Ray, is it Peacemaker?
You're right.
Oh.
Got it.
50 points.
Ridiculous. He's mad for a quiz. So the reason I'm playing that is because... So I'm guessing this could be another radio show, like an American radio show, and they're ringing up someone and asking them if they're ready. That's all.
Okay.
Have a listen.
Hello?
I have just one question for you. Are you ready?
Am I ready for what? Who's this?
Are you ready for this Sunday night when WWE champ John Cena defends his title in the WWE Super Slam? Right now you can earn this awesome pay-per-view event for just $59.99.
I'm sorry, no, there is not any chance in hell that we're ever going to have wrestling in this house again. But thank you, but no. Have a good day.
It sounds like there's a backstory there, though, doesn't it? We're never having wrestling in this house ever again. Thank you and good day. $59.99 for pay-per-view Super Slam. Was it Super Slam or Summer Slam? Anyway, your man was undeterred. Because he calls again.
Hello?
And goodbye to anyone standing in John Cena's way! We'll take some six men in a steel cage chutes and ladders match at WWE Super Slam! Order now and save $10 with a low price of just $49.99.
So you guys just called me, and as I mentioned before, we're not ordering this, so please stop calling my house. Thank you and goodbye.
Clearly not a wrestling fan. There's definitely a story there somewhere. Like a coffee table has been smashed or the arm of a couch has been busted off because the kids have been walloping seven shades of Shinola out of each other as they're watching John Cena on the Super Slam. So they gave it another go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Champ?
Who?
Champ? Is Champ there?
Who is Champ?
That question will be answered this Sunday night!
Listen!
WWE Super Slam!
Question I have for you this afternoon, Ireland. Are you ready?
Today FM's
Cash Machine.
Are you ready for soft launch day 246 of the little broadcast? We have 22,328. Oh, yeah. Ed Sheeran's rocking out this afternoon to Ed Sheeran and Eyes Closed. Everyone, you can open your eyes now. Don't worry if you're driving a car like a forklift. If you're reversing a forklift truck, You close your eyes, Ed Sheeran. You can actually take him to court in New York for that.
Can you?
Yeah, apparently you can. Right. Take him to court in New York and ask for a massive payout because he said, close your eyes as you're on the forklift truck and you drove it in and loads of bottles of sparkling rosé smashed. If you like, so you'll get compensation for each bottle that you smashed on on the forklift. Yeah. Up there on the forklift. Okay. Up on the forklift truck on Today FM. Mm-hmm. The gang's all here. Losing my mind. Do you find I'm losing my mind?
Yeah, you can kind of hear it. Yeah, it kind of comes across.
It's a public. I think there's an element of like, will he lose it today? Is today the day he loses it? That's why people keep coming back.
Yeah, you're sailing very close to the edge, Ray, aren't you?
Three sheets to the wind.
Yeah.
Oh, lads. Hello there, Ray's my name. There's JP.
Oh, yeah.
Orla Ormond in the house.
Hello.
Are we feeling great?
Yeah, groovy.
Yes.
Text on 0874 100 102.
Alan Burke has been in touch. Says Ray.
Burkemeister General.
Burko. He says, Ray, you didn't
Burky, play... Burky,
I'm going to get to this message.
Burk it like you... Burk it.
Yeah.
Burk.
Yeah. Alan Burke, Ray. He says,
you got
to
go to Burk. Burk.
Is this a Burk break?
Burk, bitch.
Ray, you didn't play the best prank call when he phones back and pretends to be someone else and she's losing her rag. Very funny. And the next one is in all block capitals. Ah, no, guys. The last part of that clip is the best, says David.
David, I do apologise. It's, the way to get these things on air with us at 2 o'clock. Tag was
Sue. Sue in Leitrim has been in touch. And I don't know if this is very sympathetic, but she says, Ray, you losing your mind is the reason I still tune in.
All right, that's easy. Like I said, that's what I said. Everyone turns it on every day too. It's like...
Today's Will this be the day?
Today's going to be the day.
He's getting close. Awful close.
No, I thought it was going to be yesterday, but it's got to be today.
Did you hear the forklift thing? I mean, he's not right. The lad's not right.
Sparkling rosé.
I mean, Sarah, where does he get this stuff? Seriously, there's something wrong with him.
Should we do a welfare check on Foley?
With a good laugh, didn't we?
Yeah, until the very end.
On the last show.
Yeah.
He was laughing about it all the way up to the very end.
He was.
Here's the thing with the things that I play out of the news at 2 o'clock. They're all sent to me on Instagram. I'm either tagged in them or I'm sent them on DMs. People send them to me on my DMs. And I just scroll through them at night. And then when I find a funny one, I just put it on the radio the next day. Or I build up a little folder of them, lump them into a folder, and then once it's 2 o'clock, I throw it on. I'm on Instagram. Find me Ray Foley, Insta. I think it's all one word. You'll find me anyway. Tag me on the video, and if it's worth playing on the air, there's loads of them that are just like just visual jokes that don't make any sense to someone. Like someone just sent me a cat video where it's a cat falling on a piano, but it's like and it sounds melodic, the noise of it, but like if I just play that, it's just a melodic sound on a piano. It doesn't make any sense unless I'm like, you should see this cat, seriously, you should see the cat. And then there's a bunch of them that are worth playing. So that video was sent to me. So you're saying that there's more to it?
David M is saying the last part of the clip, yeah, is the funniest.
So I'm after going on and finding a 4.5 minute version of it now. So this is super long. I'm thinking, what, we were 2 minutes in before?
About that, yeah.
This is the John Cena bit. Where your man initially said to her, are you ready? That's the wrong one, sorry. Are you ready?
Hello?
I have just one question for you. Are you ready?
Am I ready for what? Who's this?
Are you ready for this Sunday night when WWE champ John Cena defends his title in the WWE Superslam? Right now, you can earn this awesome pay-per-view event for just $59.99.
I'm sorry, no, there is not any chance in hell that we're ever going to have wrestling in this house again. But thank you, but no. Have a good day.
And then I played, like, two more of them, or he rang her back and he rang her back. So let's skim on then, sorry. It was the one where... He said, can I speak to Champ?
That was funny.
She said, who's Champ? That question will be answered. What's this one, sorry? There's loads of these here now.
Hello?
I'm watching you.
Excuse me?
That's exactly what The Undertaker told John Cena. But will he be able to take the belt from the mightiest champion in WWE history at this weekend's WWE Superstar?
Stop calling my house John before Cena. I get your number. I will track you down and absolutely tear you ladder. To
and she hung up and she's gone again. Then there's another one. This lady's not happy.
I swear to Jesus, if this is those wrestling f***s again.
Okay, good morning. Hi, I'm just calling this morning to ask if you're a supporter of the United States military.
Oh my God, I apologize. We've been getting calls all morning. I apologize, and yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, I am.
Great. Are you a supporter of the Marine Corps?
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Great, because a former decorated member of the United States Marine Corps needs your support.
And his name is John Cena! He's gonna get in the ring and put boots to asses this
weekend! Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me right now? I can't even handle this. I cannot handle this.
Available right now at a low price of only $39.99.
She's gone.
I can't believe it's still calling me. I'm about to lose my
She's gone. All right. And there's even more. I don't know. Let me go check it and we'll see if we can play it out or is that the end of it. And you can find me on Instagram, Ray Foley Insta. Rihanna, only girl in the world. It's Day FM. Wow, Westlife. You're really spoiling us. Today FM, the music you love. Westlife, world of our own. Good afternoon. Let's do a roll call. Ray Foley, on show. JP.
On show.
Orla Ormond.
On show.
On show, Ray. It looks like your entry into the running for the Late Late forced the hand of RTE. Betting on Patrick Kielty suspend. Did you see all this, by the way? This is actually... This is incredible. Incredible stuff that's going on. If you do a search for Patrick Kielty... Hang on one second. So yesterday... I announced. Did you miss this, Orla, yesterday?
No, I heard it.
I declared.
It created ripples, right? Everyone heard this.
Everyone heard that. Everyone's talking about it. There's been a groundswell of support, by the way.
Yeah.
I had like six or seven texts on my DMs on Insta, yeah.
That's serious engagement.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
That's through the roof. Mm. So, betting suspended on Patrick Kielty being named Late Late Show host says breakingnews.ie. The Independent.a, Patrick Kielty, a done deal for Late Late Show presenter role after weeks of talks at RTE. Pat Stacey, Patrick Kielty is about to find out that hosting the Late Late isn't a dream job. It's an impossible one. Belfast Live, Paddy Power halts bets on Patrick Kielty taking up Late Late. And more, and on and on and on it goes. Apparently they're saying it's a done deal. It's a done deal that Patrick Kielty's getting the job. This, of course, is ridiculous. Because anyone can say they've got the job. In the same way that anyone can say, I'm out of the running, even though they were never offered the job.
Right.
I can declare I'm in the running unilaterally. It doesn't involve any discussions or talks.
Right, you did that yesterday.
And here's my next move.
Oh, hang on. Phase two.
Patrick Kielty's out of the running.
You're declaring that.
I've just declared that Patrick Kielty's out of the running now. And now he's gone. Now there's nobody in my way again. Isn't that brilliant?
Incredible.
Because that's all it takes. All you have to do is make a statement and it becomes true.
Power of positive thinking.
Isn't it great?
When does phase three kick in when you announce that your intention is to be the presenter?
What are you talking about?
What
did I do?
What
did I do then?
No, you put your name in the hat. You said you were in the running.
I'm in the running, yeah.
Now you're declaring that Patrick Kielty is out of the running.
Here's the thing. Miriam said she's out of the running, but she wasn't offered the job, apparently.
Okay.
Claire Byrne said in a statement over the weekend, I'm out of the running. But apparently there was no talks for her to get the job. Mm-hmm. She was the only, like, she's not, all anyone was talking. Sarah McInerney said, I'm out of the running. never offered the job, but I'm out of the running. I'm just doing the opposite. I'm saying I'm in the running. We don't need any. We don't need any discussions or contract or. I need no legally binding proof that I'm being considered. All I need to do is just say it. So then, taking that one step further, I can say that Patrick Kielty no longer in the running. And he's not. I'm saying it there now, he's not.
You're saying with such certainty.
He's out, that's it.
You okay. Could devastate him.
Can I ask another question on this, by the way, then, while we're here?
Sure.
What did Ryan Tuberty do to Stephen Rea? Or Stephen Ray. How do you pronounce it? Stephen Ray,
I think, isn't it?
Stephen Ray.
Yeah, the Northern Irish actor.
Yeah.
What do you mean, what did he do to him?
Well, have a listen to this. This is Stephen Ray being interviewed at the IFTAs on...
Can I just say, by the way, everyone who's been talking about the Late Late Show gig and the job that Ryan Tuberty did, both former guests and other presenters say he did an amazing job and he was an amazing partner to be on TV with on The Late Late Show.
God's gift.
A professional.
I'm not a fan of The Late Late Show. Okay. I haven't watched it since the current host took over.
He wouldn't even say his name? What?
Don't hold back! Saucer of milk for Stephen Ray's table. Meow!
Took over.
Okay.
I have a perfectly good reason for saying that.
Oh my God, Stephen!
I want to hear the perfectly good reason.
Stephen, tell us!
I have better things to do on a Friday.
No, tell us the goss! That's amazing.
That's pointed.
There's a story there.
Yeah.
And I want to know what it is. I tell you what, when I get the Late Late Show...
Matter of time.
Stephen Ray is going to be my first booking. and my first question's going to be... What's the story with Tuberty?
Ray Foley.
Stephen.
With Care Plus, not all careers in care are the same. The best.
The Arctic Monkeys, I bet you're not on the dance floor. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. It is Tuesday afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. My good friend John Paul in the house.
Right over here. Hi.
Can I get a good afternoon?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ireland. And yes, this Late Late Show business rumbles on. I can't say anything, but I can say that I'm in the running. And if I was to say any more than that,
right,
I'd be required to prove in some way that I've been considered for the job. I can say I'm in the running, though. I can say that definitively and unilaterally. You can take that to the bank.
Do you think that'll move the markets, Ray? The betting markets, you saying that?
Apparently they've suspended... When they say they've suspended betting on Patrick Kielty, what about the rest of us?
Yeah.
Ray, you're reminding me of that episode of the US Office where Michael thinks that by running around shouting, I declare bankruptcy, that he's declared bankrupt. Funniest scene, unfortunately, not how the world works. From Katie. Katie, I'll have you know, that's exactly how the world works. Because a number of other big names have said they are not in the running. And if the word on the street is to be believed, they were never in the running anyway. So I'm now going, I'm in the running. Even though I was never in the running anyway.
You're as much in the running as Miriam, Sarah or Claire were.
Apparently so. Apparently so. So what's this? The groundswell of support has extended to News Talk Radio as well.
Our sister station, yeah, The Breakfast Show on you. A fine show, by the way. Kelly news. And Shane Coleman.
It's talk.
It's breakfast. It's News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast.
Yeah.
It's Shane. It's Coleman. It's Kira. It's Kelly. It's news. It's talk. It's 100% behind... Ray Foley for The Late Late Show.
Yeah, your bid for The Late Late Show has reached the shores of News Talk Breakfast. Can you believe it?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, stop. What's this?
This is like a serious news show discussing the hot topics of the day. And your name has come up in conversation.
I nearly spat out me Coke Zero. Have a listen.
I just think whoever does it should...
This is Dr. Kira. This is beloved Dr. Kira.
The good Dr. Kira.
I just think whoever does it...
The good doctor's in the house.
I just think whoever does it should take it somewhere.
Is there anyone you'd like to see? Patrick Kilty's name has been mentioned.
Do you know who I think is excellent? And he's on our sister station, Today FM. I think Ray Foley would do a good job.
She's gassed.
Whatever she's on, yeah. I'll have some of that. Hey, Dr. Kira, can I have a prescription for whatever you're on? Write one up for me there, will you? Let me have that again. I'd say Coleman was gutted, was he?
Patrick Kilty's name has been mentioned.
Do you know who I think is excellent? And he's on our sister station, Today FM. I think Ray Foley would do a good job. What about you?
I can't think of anyone.
His response is classic. And he ain't jumping on your team.
There was no, yeah, I suppose. There wasn't even a kind of a,
no.
I can, you know what, actually, that's not a bad shout. Yeah, do you know what? Now that you think about it, Kira, that's an interesting observation. Nothing. Listen.
Foley would do a good job. What about you?
I can't think of anyone.
Even though you've mentioned a name, I cannot think of anyone. Not even that name you just said.
What about the person we just said like half a second ago? Again, I'm just drawing a blank. I'm not getting anyone.
I mean, sorry, it's not like...
I also would give a left-of-field punt to Dahi O'Shea.
Yeah, you know what?
Because I want to be entertained.
Oh, you're all over Dahi now. Coleman,
the minute,
loves a bit of Dahi.
The minute he says Dahi O'Shea, you're all over it.
Because I want to be entertained, to be honest. I don't necessarily... They keep dipping into the current affairs genre of broadcasters for it, and I actually would prefer to be entertained.
Write this down. Shane Coleman, dead to me. Dead.
Ray Foley.
Oh, Dahi O'Shea.
With CarePlus, providing home care for the people.
That Funker one more time. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Hello! Good afternoon. Ray Foley in and on. Tuesday afternoon, gotta help us. JP, how you doing?
How you doing, Rick?
Sorry, I'm distracted here. I suppose I'm stalking a priest.
Sorry, what?
I'm trying to work out, is it... What's the Society of St. Pius? Hang on, Society of St. Pius. Are they like... They're Catholic, are they? Society?
Yeah, probably.
St. Pius.
Do Protestants have saints?
yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, because you have St. George and he's English.
Yeah, Catholic, yes. Society was initially established. Pious Union of the Catholic Church. They are Catholic, yeah. There's this church near me and I was driving to... Oh, I was going, anyway, it doesn't matter where I was driving. I was driving and I saw a shockingly good-looking priest. Like a shockingly good-looking priest.
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe he was a brother or a deacon of some kind. Because he was... It wasn't standard priesty... It wasn't usually the usual priesty stuff he was wearing. He was wearing like a kind of a gown type, you know, like an old fashioned, you know, like in the Three Musketeers, that kind of thing.
Wow.
Like Richelieu. A sexy Richelieu.
Ceremonial type garb.
Yeah, but it was like quite fitted. It wasn't like a big flowy thing like
so
you'd see the Pope wearing.
So it kind of gave him a sort of flattering silhouette.
Okay. It was finger hugging, you know.
I get
it was
you.
A little LBD.
Well, if you've got it, you might as well flaunt it. You know what I mean? A lot of the priests will say that. They'll tell you that.
I'm not going to lie. I did a double take. I was driving along at the speed limit, slightly under even possibly, and I looked because you kind of look like it's a man in a dress. So you look kind of glance, and I was like, he is good looking. Oh my god! So I started telling JP this story about 3 minutes ago. And I've since been on the internet.
You are stalking that priest now.
I think that's kind of inappropriate. When you start stalking a priest, I mean, you know you've got problems then. Let's do Eurovision after Lewis Capaldi on Today FM. I miss knowing what you're thinking. David Guetta and See You with Titanium. This is Today FM playing the music. Yo, hello. Tuesday, Today FM. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Hi.
It's all hot priest text now. It's ridiculous. 0874-100-102. Sorry now. I shouldn't have said anything. I was just looking up to see whether he was a brother or a deacon or something like that, or maybe a young priest of some kind. This is a good looking priest I saw. He would have been, to describe him for you, he would have been about mid-20s, I'd say. And he looked like kind of a, if he wasn't wearing all the priestly garb, he would look like a surfer or something. Do you know, kind of, he'd be good looking anyway, if you know.
Because they're celibate, it's a bit of a waste, isn't it?
He's, do you know what? More power to him. And I'm no longer good. It's not like I was Googling him, I was just Googling the church.
You were trying to find him, though.
I wasn't trying to find him, I was just trying to work out what his story was, where he, who he was working for, Well, he was working for God, obviously, but like what section, what department in the in the whole?
They're not on LinkedIn. It's not a LinkedIn thing. The priests, I don't think.
What's the management structure there? Are they on glass? What's the glass ceiling? What's that? That what's that website where you can check? So you can check out a workplace before you go and work there. What have I got for you? Eurovision. Do you want some Eurovision?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Today's Eurovision. I got a couple of little Eurovision bits for you. Of course, Ireland performing in Eurovision tonight. In the is this a semi-final?
First of the semi-finals today, and then the second one is on Thursday night.
Uh huh. I'm reading a story here. What do you get? What do the winners get to get it to lift the iconic trophy? Can you describe the trophy for me for Eurovision?
I mean, I'm assuming it's iconic, which would suggest that it's memorable. I can't say I remember it.
There's an iconic trophy, and they also win the Eurovision being held in their home country. Perfect. So they don't win anything. They just do Eurovision, and then they're declared the winners of it. The other article I have for you, wait a minute now. This is Mae Muller. Do you know her?
Is she the UK entry?
Is it Mae Muller her name is? Well, that's the if we ever broke up. Mae what's...
That's Mae Stevens. It is Mae Muller.
Mae Muller. Mae Muller having, quote, constant nervous poos over Eurovision performance. Yeah. The UK's entry in Eurovision has revealed exclusively to the world media that she's having nervous poos over her Eurovision. Mae, that's a bit much information, sweetheart. Should do.
What's that?
Should call my Eurovision guy.
Oh, you've got one?
I've got a Eurovision guy. Please hold.
What am I to
do? What am I to... Oh, it's ringing.
Hello, hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, the legend. Former Ireland representative at Eurovision. The one, the only... The exquisite, the fragrant, Brian Kennedy, everybody.
Oh,
hello,
hello,
sir.
Foley Show.
How are you?
And do you know what? I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
JP was saying you were going to be in the dentist or something. Are
don't
you?
Say that.
I just came from the dentist. All I can report that all is well with my oral health.
Oh, that's the you know, that's good. I worried. I wouldn't sleep tonight worrying about your mouth, Brian Kennedy.
I'm so glad because you know it's what a. It's a very large part of what I do for a living, well, so this, I have to be very careful.
This is true. I wanted to talk about your experiences at Eurovision, because, of course, you represented us in 2006, and you came. You were in the grand final, I suppose. This is what the boys are going for tonight.
That's right. I know how the boys are feeling. When you're in the semi-final, it's like 100 times the pressure, because, you know, first of all, the whole country are watching, the world is watching, and we know we have to get out of the semi-final to get into the final. So, yeah, I'm sure they are, you know, they're... You have to hold your nerve. That's the thing about it. Hold your nerve, do your best, and just see what happens. But I can't believe that was 17 years ago that I did it.
Yeah, and you're still only a pup. You're still... Uh-huh. We're all still the same age as we ever were. Were there ever any nervous poos? We've got the UK lady that's representing Eurovision, Mae Muller. She's saying she had a lot of nervous poos. Would you have a... Do you care to share with the nation your movements?
Well, back in the days, that was the days before I had a colostomy bag. You know, so...
Ray, so deeply insensitive question. Brian, we did not consider that.
I don't mean now.
That's quite, no,
I
no,
meant
no.
then, I'm of course.
I'm here for it. I am here for it because it would actually come in unbelievably handy. I was once on the Gay Pride March with Catherine Lynch. Right. And, you know, it was like 50, 60,000 people. She was running around looking for a loo, but I did not have to. It's a silver lining.
Do you know that is your gift? You will always find the silver lining. You'll always
silver
find the positive.
Silver lining, man, I'm telling you. I could have worn a sparkly one, for goodness sake, for Eurovision.
Well, exactly. Tell us, do you know the boys? Would you know Wild Youth? Would you have crossed paths?
I've met Connor, absolutely. I've met them a little bit. I'm actually friendly with his brother, Damo. But yeah, and we've met over the years, you know, at kind of different events and so on. And yeah, I mean, I think they're in for a great shot. I think it's like, don't you think the song sounds a bit like, you know, the new single from One Direction or something?
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like one of those really big pop kind of classic, don't bore us, get to the chorus kind of moments, you know? So yeah, I think they're in for a really, really strong, I think that every year though. Do you remember Ryan O'Shaughnessy and Ryan Dolan?
Oh yeah.
And of course, Brooke. I mean, Brooke was great too. So let's see what happens.
It is kind of that kind of a thing, though. Like, it does depend on which way the wind blows. It depends on whether or not the Eastern Europeans take to it. Whether, you know, there's so many variables at this stage, and it's such a massive.
Tell me what happens in the Foley household tonight now and this week. Are you all big Eurovision nuts, or you pretend you're not really very interested, but there you are?
No,
you
know, I'm not. I would glass. Be middling. Yeah, I suppose you see, right. it is in our DNA in Ireland because of the '90s, because of our series of wins. Because are we at seven? Yeah. Isn't it seven?
Seven. Yeah.
So it's that kind of thing. Seven, like,
So we are absolutely number seven, lucky number seven. Eimear Quinn, obviously with The Voice, was the person who won for us last time. So yeah, and I've got lots of connections. I mean, I did the Interval Act the year after Riverdance with Micheál Asuluan and Moya Brennan and people like that. In fact, I'm just on my way to meet Moya now. So I've lovely connections. Of course, Secret Garden won it that year. They were for Norway with Nocturne. And they ended up, of course, employing the lovely Brendan from Mayo, who ended up writing lyrics for the new tune they had. And that new tune became You Raise Me Up.
Wow. There's so much crossover and cross-pollination.
Yeah, because Brendan wrote The Boys, he wrote Rock and Roll Kids, and he also wrote the lyric for You Raise Me Up. Isn't that amazing?
It's incredible. Did Una Healy sing for you then? Was she one of the backing singers?
She was. This is obviously before her career with the Saturdays got started. I just remember her really well coming into the audition. And apart from how striking looking she is, she played guitar, she sang like an angel, and we were like, we'd be lucky to have you. And now when I look back on that footage, I look back, like I say, 17 years ago. I mean, if I was young then, imagine how young she was. So, yeah, great excitement then to see her go on to obviously pop, pop stardom and all that. And now she's an incredible designer as well as a singer still. So, yeah, I mean, those are very fond, just fond memories, a lot of pressure. I mean, it for 3 minutes, don't forget this is only a 3-minute performance.
It's very short, tiny.
So it's like it's rehearsed within an inch of its life. But all well worth it because it's like once you get onto that Eurovision, you know, that kind of treadmill thing, you can't get off it. It's extraordinary.
Sure, here we are calling you 17 years later about your experience.
I know. And I didn't even win. Imagine if you were Linda Martin or, you know, any of the other incredible winners. Neve Kavanagh, Eimear Quinn, all of them. Well, of course. Have you ever talked to Johnny? Have you had the legend that is Johnny on the
show yet? And he wore the leather talking to him, yeah. Who won it the year you were on it?
The year I was on it was won, unfortunately, by Finland with their very memorable stroke, not memorable song called Rock and Roll Hallelujah. And they were called Lordy.
This is the crazy masks, fellas.
Correct.
We're sure you are definitely our winner then in that case. We'll just write that off and write you down as our winner. Listen, who are you rooting for tonight, aside from Ireland? Who are you keeping an eye on?
Ray, I've got to be honest. I really have not done too much homework about it. I want to just watch it like everybody else and go, who really stood out tonight? And I'll do the same, you know, with the second semi-final and with the final. I just want to see who comes across really strongly in the moment, and I certainly hope that's one of you.
What's that? You were in Liverpool last week, gigging, actually. What's the buzz like in Liverpool?
Oh, my God, it's the Liverpool fever. I mean, the thing is, it is the campus chapter in your career, usually, you know, because you've never seen so much glitter in one place. You know? But Liverpool has really, you know, opened its arms to Eurovision. And, of course, there was a wee thing called the Coronation that was on as well. That was kind of going on too. But certainly, I did two concerts in Liverpool, one concert in London and Hammersmith in the Irish Cultural Centre. I've been having a great time. I live for being on the road, so I'm very happy to be driving up and down those motorways and singing for people. It was great. Liverpool is a. Have you been to Liverpool much?
I've been over a couple of times. It's a beautiful city, and there's so much happening. There's a gig in every location. It's great to see you're still working, you're still healthy. And your next gig is Saturday the 3rd, Roe Valley Arts Centre in Limavady. Yes. If we want to get tickets, BrianKennedyDakota.uk. Come here, while we've got you, did you hear I'm going for the Late Late Show? I'm in the running. Did you hear that?
Official. You're in the running, good man. Why not?
I've declared myself in the running in spite of this Kielty fella. I'm sure your paths have crossed, being from the same neck of the woods.
I'm a very big fan of Patrick Kielty. He's a very well-informed man. You know, he's very articulate. He's very funny, obviously, because he's coming at it from, he was a stand-up comedian for a very long time. But he also had his own chat show, so he's incredibly experienced. So I hope that's true, but of course nothing's confirmed yet. But we'll see. You're still in for a chance, are you ready?
Well, look, I'm a close second. I'm declaring myself a close second. This is how we're working this thing.
Good for you. I would love to host a show. I really would. I'd love to host a telly show.
Well, here's the thing, I think might be an idea that they should. What about if? Well, it depends on whether they announce them or not. To have a rotating host, a different host every week for the year, and then whoever did the best job of it, because everyone would be waiting. We did this in the 6 o'clock show, rotating hosts, and there's an element of waiting to see if someone falls on their face or see how the person, oh, I wonder if that person can do it. I'm really any good at it. I'd love to see Brian Kennedy do the Late Late Show.
Do you remember when Pat Kenny was leaving Kenny Live to go do the Late Late, they then had a slot every week with a secret presenter, and I presented it as well. I was one of the secret presenters.
Cool.
An entire live chat show.
How did you enjoy it?
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Anna Friel was one of my guests that night. She was absolutely hilarious.
This is back when you used to be able to get guests on RTE television.
Yeah, I mean, I had a brilliant time. So yes, I would absolutely love to do something like that again. But I think something that is so... You've got to be an incredibly well-rounded person. I think Patrick is certainly that. But we'll see. God knows. I thought Clara Byrne was an interesting choice. We'll
and
see
she says she's gone. There were no meaningful discussions. She said, listen, man, I could talk to you all day. Good luck tonight. Get the popcorn. And we'll be shouting Wild Youth tonight.
We will. Of course we will. Bring on the gold lamé.
Our very own Brian Kennedy. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Much obliged.
Ray Foley.
Come on, Ireland.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference.
Careplus.ie. Bring Brian in again.
Yeah, gotta love the Kennedy.
Get Brian in again tomorrow. Bring him in every day. Just bring him in for an hour. I don't want like too much.
He thinks something and then he just says it. I love
Brian Kennedy. All right, your cash machine call's coming up and I'm playing Amy Winehouse next.
JFM's cash machine.
Amy Winehouse and Rehab. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. We're talking to Brian Kennedy a couple of minutes ago. He represented Ireland in the Eurovision night is tonight. With our semi-final night is tonight. Wild Youth performing on Ireland's behalf. Brian Kennedy got us all the way to 10th in 2006 for Every Song is a Cry for Love. Ray, if I had a child, I'd name it Brian Kennedy. What a legend. A dream guest, I'd imagine, from Kira. This is the thing about Brian Kennedy. It's like you bring him in, you go, right, forget the music, forget the songs, forget the ad breaks, whatever. Let's just chat. And he's such a joy. He's got an anecdote or a story or like just like that. We were talking about one thing and the next thing is like, oh, I know the person who wrote that song. And then we did You Raise Me Up.
Do you know Wild Youth? Yeah, I know all of the boys.
Ridiculous. Love Brian Kennedy. I bought his Christmas album after the last time you had him on the show. Lovely songs from Myra. Yeah, we need to get him in again.
No way.
Oh, my God.
Brian Kennedy for every Tuesday afternoon just to brighten up Tuesday. Shawn Mendes, and There's Nothing Holding Me Back on Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. Still love for Brian Kennedy. What's this, a Brian Kennedy show over here? This is crazy. We talked to Brian Kennedy a couple of minutes ago. Eurovision tonight. About his experience, of course, represented Ireland in the Eurovision. He had a great time. He says, once you're part of it, that's it. It's part of you forever. Linda texted, I have a selfie with Brian Kennedy. It's framed in my kitchen. I love him, from Linda. And if you love Eurovision, Eurosong Radio is now live on the Today FM app with all Eurovision classics from Johnny Logan, Linda Martin, Katrina and the Waves and many more on the Today FM app. Stick on the Eurovision Eurosong Radio. How do you spell Chicago?
There is an R, so it's Chicago. It's like cargo, like a cargo ship. I believe that's what it was named after.
Like ship Argo. Ship cargo.
Exactly, yeah.
We want to send you to ship cargo in Chicago. All this week, celebrating 40 years of McDonald's iconic Chicken McNuggets. Chicken McNuggets, that is an old nugget if it's 40 years old. Mm. Do you know what?
What?
Give me a bit of barbecue sauce, I'll still eat it.
Enough sauce on it, it's fine.
Oh, I love a chicken nugget.
I'm hungry again now.
I love a chicken.
This happened yesterday as well.
Oh, gotta get me those nug-nugs. Oh yeah, baby.
You're a good man to share a nugget now when you get nuggets.
I'd offer, but if you take, I'm not happy about that.
Okay.
Which is why I always order two boxes. Just in case someone takes one of them. I can't only have five. I mean, for crying out loud. None of that is untrue. Hashtag McNugget worthy. We want to know who is hashtag McNugget worthy enough for you to share your McNuggets with, or one of your McNuggets. You have the other five and the other box.
Ray Foley, truth teller. He's just revealed something there. Did you hear it? Did you hear that insight into Ray Foley's character?
In the drive-thru. Well, I'm going to have to give one each to one of the kids. So that leaves me with four then. Give me two boxes. They've got some special edition sauces as well. Garlic mayo, mega hot sauce. Later this month, there's going to be chipotle mayo and creamy ranch sauce. We have a daily prize of a €200 prepaid Parks credit card up for grabs. That's every day. And at the end of the week, a trip to Chicago, the home of McDonald's. Return flights from Dublin to Chicago for two. 3 nights in a 4-star hotel in Chicago. And travel insurance. So, McNuggets have been going for 40 years. We're going to pick one of those 40 years for you. You tell us, a la this incredible Reeling in the Year style clip, what's the year? We'll start with rugby.
Picked up by O'Driscoll. Here he goes again. Brian O'Driscoll is in for a magnificent hat-trick. What a try.
Yeah. An election in turmoil. A presidency in the balance. Who will emerge the winner in the historic Florida recount?
I've got it.
Just moments ago, I spoke with George W. Bush and congratulated him on becoming the 43rd president of the United States.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
We mustn't forget that with all this excitement going on, there are some very, very worried people all over the world. The millennium bug, has it struck or hasn't it?
Ah, come on. Easy. Small
things. You just gave it away.
What's the year? 0874 100102. Guess the year. Give us your name and where you're from as well. 0874 100102. We'll have a winner in the next few minutes. Oh, thanks to McDonald's and hashtag McNuggetworthy.
Ray Foley.
Oh, yeah.
With Care Plus. Not all careers in care are the same.
Miley Cyrus and Flowers. This is...
Remember what you said at the start of the show, Ray, where you said any day now you might lose your mind live on the radio? I think it just happened.
I want to say all of the names wrong forever. It's the only bit of fun I get to have in this job, working with you in this room, a miserable room of misery.
Sorry about that.
Hey, we're asking the question every day this week. Are you hashtag McNugget worthy? That's not a casual thing to ask anyone. Mm. It's not like you just ring up your best pal and go, hey, John, are you hashtag McNugget worthy?
It's not a conversation opener.
Well, by God, we're determined to find out if you're hashtag McNugget worthy for a trip to Chicago, the home of McDonald's. That's right, McDonald's are celebrating 40 years of them, hashtag McNugget. And they've got loads of special editions. Some of these sauces, this is the other thing they do as well, actually. Do you know, while we're doing business with McDonald's, write this complaint. Stop doing special edition stuff
right.
That I like.
Okay.
And then pulling it again.
Yeah,
sick of that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not on.
Yeah.
Don't make a sauce. Don't make a garlic mayo or a mega hot sauce and make me fall in love with it and then you take it away from me.
Yeah.
Special edition. It's not special. I don't feel special when my sauce is taken away from me. I've got other limited edition sauces coming as well later this month. Chipotle mayo, creamy ranch sauce. Every day this week we've got a €200 prepaid Parks credit card up for grabs and then a trip to Chicago at the end of the week. We're putting everyone that wins the credit card in the draw at the end of the week. All you got to do, over the last 40 years, you have to guess this one.
Picked up by O'Driscoll. Here he goes again. Brian O'Driscoll is in for a magnificent hat-trick. What a try.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Come on, Mark.
An election in turmoil. A presidency in the balance. Who will emerge the winner in the historic Florida recount? Just moments ago, I spoke with George W. Bush and congratulated him on becoming the 43rd president of the United States.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife.
Life.
And I will have my vengeance.
This life.
In this life or the next.
We mustn't forget that with all this excitement going on, there are some very, very worried people all over the world. The millennium bug, has it struck or hasn't it?
All the small things.
What a year. In fairness, when you put in the millennium bug, then everyone's going to get it then.
You have Maniac if you have that song,
that's a fair point
on there, it also gives it away.
Oh, that's got pretty close. It's ringing. What county am I ringing?
Clare.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello, is that Jen?
It is.
Jen, it's Ray Foley calling from Today FM Radio. How are you?
Good, how are you, Ray?
I'm all right. What's your favourite sauce with a McNugget?
Probably barbecue sauce.
Oh, a lady after my own heart. We're getting married now, Jen. Congratulations. It's Ray and
I'm already spoken for, I'm afraid.
Ray and Jen forever. So am I, Jen. So am I. But
Jen was very quick to say that she was married.
I was shut down really quickly there.
Really
pretty quick. Pretty definitive.
Almost
there.
Almost rude.
Jen, that's fair enough. 40 years of the chicken McNuggets in McDonald's. We want to find out, Jen, if you're a hashtag McNugget worthy. I've got a credit card here, a prepaid €200 prepaid Parks credit card. Tell us the year we're referring to this afternoon.
It was the year 2000.
It was!
Yes! Yes!
Maniac 2000, the Hanging Chads, the American election, George W. Bush's win, and the Millennium Bug.
Can you name the voice of the guy giving the Millennium Bug news there, Ray?
I'm guessing, was he a Monty Python?
No, but he looks like he could have been. Tall man, glasses.
Snow, Jon Snow? No.
Yes.
Was it
Peter or Jon Snow? One or the other, I think. Don't quote me on that. Why did I start this?
Let's just leave it to JP here now. Go on. You reverse your way out of it there.
I'm going to Google Peter Snow.
Peter Snow and Jon Snow. Were they related to each other?
It was Peter Snow. I was correct.
And is Jon Snow then his brother then? Were they related? I think they might have been.
Jon Snow is in Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't the who was the John then? The John on Channel 4 that retired in the last few years, the tall skinny guy as well with the white hair. See, John, Jane, do you have any
John
ideas
Snow also?
For another €200 credit card, Jen? Could you?
T's and C's apply.
Jen, €200 Parks prepaid credit card for you. We've got a trip to Chicago at the end of the week as well, so you're in the draw for that. Is there anyone in your life who might be McNugget worthy to bring to Chicago?
I guess it would have to be my husband.
Oh, Jen, you just don't shut up about him. Oh, my God, we get it. Jen, you're married, we get it.
Flogging it.
It's not that big a deal, you know.
Everyone gets married.
Anyone can get married. Yeah. What's your husband's name?
Your lovely husband.
It's Connor O'Brien.
Oh, Connor O'Brien. Woo, big whoop-dee-doo.
That's a great name, though, isn't it, Connor O'Brien?
It's solid as a rock. Well, look, you're in the draw, lads, for the end of the week. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for taking our call.
Lovely, thank you.
And suffering our abuse, it has to be said, this afternoon. Well done.
And Ray?
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Jen. Congrats. We get that credit card out to you. Well done. And listen in. Friday afternoon on the draw for the trip to Chicago. All with thanks to McNuggets, McDonald's, celebrating hashtag McNuggetworthy Nuggets on Today FM. Lady Gaga and Stupid Love. This is Today FM playing the music you love. And unfortunately, I hate to be the one to say it.
What?
I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Well, that's our little show for Tuesday. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. We didn't get to do Eurovision Express, where High Street Opticians Vision Express announced that they've become the official eyewear supplier for this year's Eurovision in Eurovision Express. We didn't get to do Johnny Logan's slogans. Where Eurovision hero Johnny Logan tells us about his new marketing side hustle. If you've got a business you want to promote, he's got a whole host of creative and fun slogans to drive engagement in Johnny Logan's slogans. And we didn't get to do Hold Me Noun.
Hold Me Noun.
Hold Me Noun. Mm. Where Eurovision hero and Hold Me Now singer Johnny Logan tells us about his new family board game all about wordplay. It's a fun way to get the kids interested in grammar in Hold Me Noun. Maybe we'll get to do tomorrow. I hope so. Matt Cooper's on the way next.
Ray Foley.